Coach, how you doing?
Yeah, doing well. Thank you.
Good. Going into the season, what were your realistic expectations of what this team could do?
Well, you know, I really have never looked at it in those terms. I think for me, I've always looked at coaching as an opportunity to teach players, to motivate players, and to maximize what those players are able to give us, and, you know, work the staff and work the players and work the team in a way where, you know, we squeeze the most that we can out of each other and give ourselves an opportunity to win every week.
Coach, the Browns have been on a roll the last few weeks. So what do you see in them?
Yeah, they really have. They've done a great job over the last month of the season. they've run the ball very well. They've played good defense. They've just played good ball toward the end of the year. And obviously, you know, they've got a couple Pro Bowlers that are really leading the way. I mean, Cribbs is a very explosive playmaker as a returner and as a weapon on their offense. And then, you know, Joe Thomas and some of their other linemen, Steinbach and Mack in particular, I think that left side's been very strong for them all year.
The fact that they've gone on this little bit of a streak, even though, you know, they got off such a bad start, what do you think that says about Coach Mangini?
Well, I mean, I think that speaks to, you know, the fact that, you know, he's keeping the team playing hard and they're playing well for him. And, you know, and I think in the NFL, you find that, you know, there's a lot of talented players and coaches that are working hard, and it doesn't matter if the perception is such or is negative. It's a matter of what the guys do when they go to work each day. And obviously they've been working on some things and gotten better.
Are you guys going to kick the ball to Cribbs?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, are you going to kick it to him? Are you going to try to kick it away from him, or pop it up, or anything like that?
Oh, in terms of game planning and how we go about, you know, preparing for a good player, we'll have a plan. But, you know, obviously we respect you know, his ability. He's done a heck of a job for him.
Hey, Coach, I know it's not your job to analyze Mike Holmgren, but, you know, we're all doing stories about Mike here, and, you know, he has a name in the league. But just curious what your thoughts are on Holmgren, the new top man in Cleveland.
Well, I know Mike. I know Mike fairly well. I've known him for a number of years. Competed against his teams when I was playing with the Vikings. You know, have a lot of respect for Mike, the man he is, and the coach he was. And then, you know, I have not known Mike in the role of general manager or football czar, or whatever the title officially is. But I know that I know he's a good man, and he's done a good job with the teams that he's been associated with.
Can you just talk a little bit about Maurice Jones-Drew and just how well he's been playing for you this season?
Oh, well, he's just he's a great young man. You know, he's very unselfish. He does whatever the team asks of him. He's a willing blocker. He's a route runner. He's a guy that with the ball in his hands can do some things inside and outside. You know, he's just been a super player for us. Not only this year when he, you know, finally received Pro Bowl recognition, but really in his entire time here, he's just been super at everything we've asked him to do.
Coach, what attracted you to Mel Tucker? And, you know, without getting into the contents of what he can tell you about the Browns, is it helpful to have a guy like that in your camp this week?
Well, I mean, they're different guys on their staff that you know, have a little bit of a reference, you know, in terms of what we're about, and we obviously know a little bit about what they're about. But, you know, the main thing is that we're happy to have Coach Tucker on board. He's a good man. He's a good coach. He's got some good experience. You know, primarily his strength has been in the back end, but we've worked well together, and you know, he's been a nice addition to the staff.
Jack, knowing Holmgren the way you do, would you expect him to be empathetic to Mangini's situation here and maybe understanding the difficulty of turning a team around in 1 year?
Yeah, I really can't speak to things like that. I'd hate to try and, you know, hypothesize, speculate in any way. I think that's something Mike will have to work through. He's been given that responsibility, and I know he'll, you know, take his time and make good sound decisions for what's best for the organization. That's what he's been hired to do.
was size ever an issue with you regarding Jones-Drew?
Well, you know, the question was, you know, the obvious question was, is he going to be able to be more than a specialist? You know, anytime you're dealing with a shorter athlete, you know, you want to know, the big question is, can he block? Can he pick up blitz? Will he block? Is he willing? Is he capable? And, you know, you really, we couldn't, our running back coach, Kennedy Pola, was very confident of that. And Kennedy had a short stay up there in Cleveland. But, you know, we ended up in the end believing that he could be more than just a specialist, more than a novelty back. We thought he would have a chance to be an every down back. And then when he got here within the first week of training camp, we put the pads on, and you saw the ferociousness that he blocked with, the way he'd go after people, the physicality that he ran with. You'd see that this is more than just a scat back. This is an every down back, a guy that, you know, will do all the dirty things, all the tough things, inside running, blocking, whatever you ask of him. And so, you know, he's been sensational.
Well, Harrison built similarly to Jones-Drew, came out of the blue statistically the last few weeks. Why?
Probably, if you asked him, he'd tell you opportunity. I think, you know, he was behind a very good player in Jamal. You know, quite often you'll find in this league there's some talented players that, for whatever reason, haven't been given the opportunity. And when they get the opportunity, they make the most of it.
Coach, if, you know, coaches in Cleveland have seemed to struggle with, you know, defining what exactly Joshua Cribbs is. I mean, if from what you've seen of Cribbs on film, you know, what is he? What all could you do with him if you had a guy like that on your team?
Oh, I don't know. He's a big, strong, athletic guy that plays hard. I mean, that's what we see on tape.